the joint work session of the Lapine City Council, Lapine Water District, and Lapine Special Sewer District is called Tuesday, October 9th, 2010, is called to order at 6 p.m. First, we will establish a quorum of the city, and then we'll move on into the districts. Roll call, please, for attendance and for establishing a quorum.
Rick Allen here.
Counselor Viner.
Mayor Shields.
Counselor Hedges.
Counselor McAfee.
Counselor Douglas Ward.
City Recorder Luana Namabau.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. City has all staff and council present. We do have a quorum.
Well, the Lapine Water District and the Sewer District meetings will be called to order at the same time as yours. And we have a quorum. Barb Ann Nelson Dodson.
Dennis Carter.
Ryan Ellis.
James Newton.
Melissa Corler.
Ashley Williams.
And these four constitute a quorum for both.
All right. I'll go ahead and read the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mayor, we need to add to the agenda just approval of our minutes of our last joint meeting.
Oh.
So, we'd like to do that.
Okay.
I don't know that I received minutes.
Pardon?
I don't know that I received minutes.
Patty, did we send them over to the sewer water district?
Yeah, we did. I did.
You wouldn't have to approve them.
So no one is ready to approve them?
We can approve them.
Okay. We can add that in, let's see. As, I don't want to move all of our numbers down.
We just throw it in right now.
Okay. number two and a half. I just don't want to have to renumber everything.
Well, a lot of these are going to run together as you probably a little bit anyway.
Okay. So I will call for a motion to approve the minutes of the Rosa date of the meeting. What does that mean?
It was September 9th.
Okay, to approve the minutes of the September 9th joint meeting with the City Council and the Lapine Water and Sewer Districts. Do I have a motion?
I so move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Planner, yes.
Thank you, Council. Motion passes unanimously. Okay, for the benefit of the public, let's go ahead and give introductions. Start with City Manager.
Rick Allen.
Don Viner, Councilor.
Kenny Shields, Mayor.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Councilor Del McAfee.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
City Recorder Luana Damabau.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Donna Ziegler, Operations Manager, Lapine Water.
Ashley Williams, Administrative Assistant, Lapine Sewer.
Barb Ann Nelson Dodson, Lapine Water District President.
Dennis Carter, Water and Sewer.
Brian Earls. Pine Water, Councilman.
Jim Newton, Water and Sewer.
And Dennis, you're the chair of
Chair of the Sewer
District. Yeah. Right. Okay, thank you. All right. We move on to item number four, IGA between the districts and the cities. Rick?
The IGAs, I think they're not happening. Is that they're kind of half happened, and then I got the impression that you didn't have a quorum and you didn't approve it.
This was
last month and you didn't have a quorum today. And it didn't make that much difference is kind of the impression I got.
Correct. And I discussed it with our attorney and she said, you know, that the agreement really doesn't help anybody either way. It's kind of moot.
Yes, but that's not really true. The city needs an agreement because when they formed a city, they said that they would have an agreement in place to give the services of sewer and water, and they need it even if it's just for archive records to show that they are serving it through us. So it is important to get it signed somehow or some kind of paper signed. We lost a board member and then have had more discussion on what we really need to do, and so I think after tonight's meeting we'll be able to do the signing and the stuff depending on what happens tonight and the response we get from this council. So, on the issues that will be brought up tonight.
Okay.
So we didn't have enough quorum to sign. It was split. And so.
Okay, so the districts both still have issues with the IGA itself?
Yeah, we want to know what you guys are going to do about Cagle Acres.
Well, one of the districts did approve, actually, they haven't, and to my knowledge, they haven't unapproved it. So one district did actually vote to sign it.
Water did.
Okay, so that's still a legal vote.
But today, it was discussed today whether or not we would sign it, because it hasn't been signed, and because we lost Bill in the midst of that due to the information from Pam Swires. So today it was discussed about what we really need to do, and what we really need to do is to continue on and get the public informed a little bit about some things. And anyway, it boils down pretty much what you guys think we should do about Cagle Acres. So I don't know where to bounce Cagle Acres into this agenda here.
Okay, this is in regards to the IGA?
Yes, it is.
Okay, how does that
come up? We propose to you guys that you allow us to do the Cagle Acres.
Mm-hmm.
That's tabled and thought over and done whatever you guys have thought. I don't know if you had a work session on it or what. One of the suggestions was it be a joint application, and a joint application won't work. We have to continue on our own because October 1st was when they started processing them all, and so we couldn't put another one in, and we'd have to restart. We can't just add your name to ours, the city of Lapine to ours. So we would have to continue this. USDA wants a letter from you guys stating that it will be Lapine Water District and Sewer District until such date as this project is completed, before they will continue on their applications and get us this good loan rate. And so we want to know that you are, so what we were working on is a time frame. The best that we can come up with is that it would extend the water and sewer from being taken till at the very, very latest, the fiscal year of 12, starting, 11-12, it would, right.
June 30th, 2012.
Would be the very, very latest, because she can get her, because we've got all the applications in, all she has to do is process them. We can't restart and still get this price or anything. So, that's part of the IGA and stuff, and The IGA states that we will be helping you sign papers and get ready and do your loans and do all that kind of stuff. And if you are going to write a letter to USDA stating that you are going to allow us to stay as we are until the project is finished, then of course we're going to sign the IGA because that's, you know, tit for tat or whatever. And I mean, the IGA is really basically moot except archive papers, you know, and then we'll sign it no doubt at some point somehow. We have some opposition, but the other thing that was a great concern is when the people when they had where everybody came and asked the questions of all the counselors that
meet and greet.
One of the questions was, what are you going to do with the surplus water and sewer money? And it needs to be known that with a USDA loan, there is no surplus water and sewer money. Any surplus water and sewer money, if you want to call it surplus, must be paid to the USDA to pay the loan off earlier. And the answers were not in that fashion. So that leads us to believe that the council is ready to raise rates to make this surplus money, that or they're unaware that a USDA loan will not allow them to take any money out of the working capital and use it for whatever it is. A USDA loan states that it has to pay off the loan earlier than expected.
Okay. So let me just assure you, I had the same concerns you did over those responses. But those are people running for office, and they're not seated council members. And once that they are educated on how that whole system works, is that, you know, that traditionally that, you know, water sewer districts really should have big contingency funds because of catastrophic failures. They need that money. I mean, you and I understand that. And that there are mandates that you can't just shuck money away from this water sewer districts into the general fund. We know that.
Except yeah. To raise rates.
Yeah, but see, those are people that are running for office. They're not city council members there.
But if it was the intent of the city to raise the rates when they choose to take us over, then we don't want to be any part of you taking us over. That's all of these concerns go through our brain, you know, and listening to everybody now they talk. And so what it comes down to is we think the only project that really needs to be taken care of, and I don't care about the rest of it, and hopefully they'll understand the process and they won't want to raise rates. They'll just leave it as it is when they take it over and realize there is no money for other things. All of that's way out there, but we need to know if you're going to allow us to get on with this cable, because that's all we can do. That spreads us clear out to where our boundaries are. And it will, like I said, put you guys back 9 months or 6 months or whatever it takes to do that. But when we withdraw from become part of the city, this should be done first.
I think you're getting into a lot more detail, like with the rates and everything, than what's going to go into the IGA, doesn't it?
Well, why don't we talk about, okay, so the IGA is separate. So let's talk about the rate increase that you're concerned about. And I think that we all, in that meet and greet that we had, or not meet and greet, but on our first meeting, is that we all committed to making the transition as transparent as as smooth as possible. And that it was not our intention the intention is not to raise rates. The intention is not to build up our general fund on the backs of the sewer and water districts. That is not the intention. And, I mean, that's just as plain as...
No, that's correct.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The city has never said anything indicating that at all.
We need to know if we can finish our project we've started. We need to know that. Right, that's right. How cable fits in. I mean, it all squeezes together into this one ball of you taking us over, the IGA, the takeover, the cable acres. There's a million little issues that's why we are meeting, is to discuss how we are just thinking things over and how you guys are thinking things over. And as far as raising rates, you know, it just was astonishing to me that these candidates didn't know. And that's just an opinion. It doesn't really have a lot to do with it, except it was discussed at today's meeting that was part of the problem, you know, that would be raising rates. And we were elected, just as you were elected, to do what's right for the ratepayers. And what's right for the ratepayers, in our opinion, is not to raise the rates.
Have your boards thought about what kind of wording they would want in relation to this in the IGA?
I don't think that's being the IGA. All we would want, we would want is you to tell us that you are willing to write a letter to USDA saying that you are going to continue working as we're continuing to work together, but you will not officially take us over until Cagle Acres is done.
Ask the question, please. What's your time frame?
But like I said, the very maximum that we can expect, because everything, it's so sandy here, it really goes fast, and they say it takes longer, but they dig and it's sandy and you know, they don't hit the rocks and stuff like that. We think that the whole thing, the funding, the everything can be done working along with the process of you guys working your loans in and taking over all of that June 30th of 12. We would be done and you guys would be taking us over, which would, or sooner.
Yeah. I thought that when we talked last time that if we could get the funding in place and there was a possibility that you could even work on it during the winter time, which I thought was kind of asking too much, but it seemed to me like the words that we were told is that if everything went normally, that project could be done by June of next year, June 2011, or maybe a short time after that. Am I off base or not?
That's why we're saying at the very most, because it's been plotted and it's been, but it hasn't been designed to each meter being the exact. So that takes him 3-4 months to go out and sightsee and make sure that each hydrant is in the right spot and all the specs are made. So he said it would be...
He hasn't started the engineering yet.
So the engineering is good. After the funding, if we get started on the funding, he will tomorrow start on the engineering. He says it could be up to 5 months or possibly 6 to do it, but he would make it a priority to do it. So that gets us clear up to her. Then we have the bid process, which does take time, you know, because we do have to advertise it and then, open bids and do that stuff. So there's a month or 6 weeks or however long that takes for that process. And then the actual digging and doing of it is very fast. It is really quite amazing. They do a street a day, you know, sometimes and go back with sewer the next day or whatever. So that's why we're saying this is our best guess to not go past what we're saying. Mm-hmm. It could be January of 12. It, you know, could be 2011 in September. We don't know for sure, but I don't want to say, well, have somebody come back on me and say, well, you said...
Right. Dennis, you have a comment?
Yeah. the whole thing stems on the project going forward with the USDA at 2.5% money. Any other involvement in that changes that law. So that could turn, that could be a big issue down the line. That's why she keeps reiterating that we need to get the process started and going.
They actually started processing everybody's loan applications the first of this month. Yeah. And so we're 20 days behind as it is, or 19. And Pam thinks that we're right in there with them and should definitely be able to get it. But we have to, before she will continue, she has to have a letter from you guys that you will leave us as a separate entity until the project's finished. And then we, you're more than welcome to take us over at that point.
Okay, Mayor, I need to ask you a question so I understand what you just said about the rate. You're saying that the rate that you charge now, that comes into sewer and water, satisfies your entire overhead, all your wages, all your insurance, the loans, and you are actually at that point break even. You're spending everything that comes in, you're spending it all.
No,
let me on two parts. Okay, and secondly, if you annex cable and you put in sewer and water, and you charge the same rate that you're charging now for everybody else, does that satisfy repaying the new loan that you have to take out to put in cable?
Actually, the loan we took out for Wake Up Junction was that we couldn't pass it up because we made way past what our loan payment was on that. There is an awful lot of empty lots in Cagle that people are going to not want to pay their water bill on or connect and stuff. But yes, in all of our papers, our feasibility papers, yes.
But are you running at a break even, or are you running at a contingency?
We have reserves that are required for the first 10 years, and our reserves are about ahead of time. We have to have reserves for a 10-year reserve for the payments and stuff, and each one of those reserves is higher than it's supposed to be. So yes, we do have stuff, but we can't get another loan at that price. So we don't want to pay off the loan early when we can.
And those reserves are held for an emergency.
Some of them are, and some of them are held for the loans. That's part of the USDA requirements that we get a 10-year. We get a year's worth of loan in case something should happen, and we can pay the loan. We have to have that much in reserve without any business running. Zero. Like, we're collecting no money. And so we have to have that much in reserve within 10 years. So we're ahead of the schedule on these things. It's a business that's doing quite well. But why pay off a really low interest loan when eventually, you know, we don't have to raise the rates.
Donna, did you still have a comment?
Well, what I wanted to explain to Doug, as far as the reserves go, we have to have 1 year's payment set aside. Once we have that, we can borrow from it as long as we pay it back within a year.
I see. Okay.
And in our loan resolution with USDA, one of the line items, and it's a very short, brief, little sentence. In fact, I think it's the very last one. Says any monies collected above and beyond what is required to operate the water district and pay back the loan is assumed to go to debt service.
I see. Thank
and
you very much.
And when you guys assume the loans, you will be bound to that same requirement.
Let's see, everybody's talking about raising the rates.
That was at the meet and greet. One of the major questions was, what are you going to do with the excess water money? There is none. Zero. Zip.
Okay.
And so the only way there could be is for a raise in rates.
I see.
That's where that comes from.
But if I understood what you said, if we were to move it and we were to raise the rates, we can't use that money anyway.
Yes.
It has to go
yep.
back on the loan.
Only the 2734 has, that's what you, when you assume our loans, you are required to pay them the 2734. Anything above the 2734 that you add on to $29, let's say, then you have that dollar and whatever to do what you choose with. You can call it a operations charge. You can't call it a water charge. You have to call it an administrative charge or a tax on it or something. You have to call it something different. But yes, you can raise that $27.34 to whatever, $47.34, $20 a piece. It won't be up to us anymore.
My personal opinion is this is a poor time to raise any rate.
That's
my personal opinion.
And that's why we feel like we need to know your answer on cable so that we can continue to go on and keep the rates where they are, and we'll be able to keep cable rates where they are, and we'll be able to do, you know, not be raising anything and just go about business until this is over. It's the only thing we have left.
So what's your most compelling argument for cable? I mean, what does it mean to the system? I didn't really heard how important is it? Why is it important to do that now?
It will serve the Lapine area, and we're not going to go out anywhere. You guys pop over the river, okay, just a little ways.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to add that to ours because we can't afford to pop over the river. We'd have to have another station on the other side of the river and all of that stuff. So we're confining what we want to annex into this side of the river so that 20 years down the line, because you must serve everyone in your district that asks for it. So we're very carefully making lines that don't mess you guys up 20 years down the line when someone says, or 5 years down the line, I want my water. And so you have to service one guy across the river.
But why now? I mean, why can't it?
Someone left their headlights on, and I don't want you to have a dead battery.
Well, we've been
here.
Actually working on this for about 3 years.
Okay.
And we have to come to a screeching halt.
2.5% money. It won't ever happen again.
We have to come to this screeching halt for all the work that we have done for all these years, and stop, and she will not proceed any further unless you guys say that you will allow us to do it and then take over after the project is done.
Right. And so I don't think that we really had adequate time to look into other avenues on how we could form a partnership to complete that project together. And I think that's where we're at. I think that's what we're looking at. Either some sort of vehicle that will allow you to proceed, and also the assumption of the districts as well.
And the USDA will not do that.
Because we will not be intact as a district at the completion.
Okay, so our legal opinion never came back with that, right?
What's that?
Our legal opinion never included that as a definitive, no.
Legal opinion on?
On whether there was a vehicle so that we could form a partnership to proceed with the project.
We haven't had any legal opinion on that. Probably.
Okay, probably that's what we need to right?
I mean, if you would let me say something, I would take us back a little on that, on many issues. That hasn't been... legally, there maybe is a way. It's really USDA, because they're the funder. It's up to the bank if they're willing to do it. The USDA is the bank. It's not... The two of us could reach an agreement that says, you know, we do this and that, and they build it, and, you know, and all. It's really... It's the USDA, and so... we don't know the answer to that, and she doesn't. You know,
I don't know the answer.
Huh?
I asked that question this morning and was told no. There's no way we can do it jointly.
through USDA. We cannot do it jointly. We have to start new applications. This is from Pam Swires of USDA.
If we add our name on, then it's like a new group applying.
Right.
So starting over on that part.
We can't start over now because the money's already, the deadline was October 1st, and the money's going to be dispersed. And so either you get it or you don't. And the city, the people in the water district, funding to complete our territory, the people in our district, would stop at that point. They would never receive those funds, and so the project wouldn't go forward until some such time as other monies was found.
Okay. So does the district's attorney understand what kind of a letter that you would like?
I think it's as simple as Rick calling Pam and asking him how he wants the city to state it. Pam Swires from USDA, and how he would like that, how she would like it stated, so that she can proceed. It might be just a note on city letterhead that says, "Yes, let them proceed, and we will take them over after the project's done." And I think it's that simple, because it is the USDA's decision, not ours, and not our lawyers, and not your lawyers. It is their decision, the bank.
Yeah. Well, this sounds like a lot of our previous conversations.
Yeah. First, on the rate discussion, which I'll only spend a minute or two on. I mean, I think that Bell said it, but you know, those were candidates, and candidates, we're seeing them on TV every night. They say a lot of things, and then once you know, they understand. There's a set of rules that you have to follow, and we'll have to follow them, like all the other 300 and some cities in Oregon do that have sewer and water district.
242.
36 counties. I mean, the laws are the laws, and so we have to follow them. You today debated, which you kind of put off, was raising SDCs. You know, we'll have those discussions, just like you spent quite a bit of time today on. And you know, Dick told me today that sewer rates might have to go up if you did cable, possibly. And so, you know, rates are what they have to be. And you know, I mean, that's really what it is. You've outlined that the USDA requires you to do this. So the city, and then if you say historically, look at the city, I think they've shown good judgment. You know, they haven't levied their full tax that they could. They've decided what they needed and only taxed what they thought they needed when they had the ability, simply with a vote, to raise it. They talked about a business license fee and chose not to enact one. So I think they have shown to be very prudent about, and they care just as much about rates and costs as you do. You're all elected from the city. You guys all live in the city, they live in the city. And there's elections every 2 years. People will come and go. So I mean, I think that the city will only raise rates in the same thought process that you guys use. There isn't going to be a rate on the pot no more than you are. And Jake back here is going to, we scheduled a class on that actually, on how you set SDC, so we can go out and help articulate your SDC thing you talked about today. We talked about a public outreach to where we could actually have a town hall somewhere to explain SDCs. And you were talking today how you need to educate your people, which are the same people. So I think that the rate thing is, you know, it will do what it's going to do. The timeline issue, this is, and I talked to Dick, you know, he was here for an hour after your meeting, and he's your engineer for the public, that's the engineer they use, and he helps them with their rates and their engineering and all the things, and he's been with you guys forever. What he explained to me was, first of all, the 2.25% or 2.5% is, as he's told you in your report today, that's not a for sure thing yet. So that's a maybe. The funding in general to do the Cagle subdivision from the USDA is still a maybe. Congress hasn't allocated that money. So that is not a for sure thing. There are more applicants than there is money, possibly. So the fact that you could even get funded is a maybe. So that's just the three maybes that go with the funding piece of this. Then you get into, as you said, and he told me, he hasn't done any engineering on this. Then you have to bid it. Then you have to see if the money and the bids match, so there's enough money to do it. then you have to construct it, and then you have to close it out. If you looked at your whole spectrum, if you did a Gantt chart of where you are in the process, you're really way over here, probably, you know, you've done a pre-application, is what you've done. And that's a good thing, but 90%+ of this project has not, nothing has happened. So it's not like we're 40-50% down the road and this is just kind of finishing it off. It's really a new project, you've done a pre-app. So the deadline and the dates are really just, you know, we could be a year from now and not even funded. And if we put into an IGA that we don't merge until you have constructed and closed it, it's impossible to know when that is. It literally could be never. What if you don't ever get funded? And we sign an IGA that says they never merge until it's built. And so there's a lot more to this discussion. Now, I think that there's a way, one of my thoughts was you could either use the IGA, or Dick and I talked about doing that, or an MOU if you kind of set that IGA aside. I know where you guys want to go, and I think it's overall, if we could build that for that interest rate and get it done, it's good for the community.
Yeah.
I'm totally with you on that. I think the council is.
Yes.
So he told me that he thought that you would get word by, you know, in the next couple of months, kind of, from the USDA. So I thought we could have you can either use the IGA or we could just have an MOU, memorandum of understanding between us that says, you know, a couple of print. Him and I talked about some dates and parameters, and my council, none of them have ever heard any of this. It's just him and I talking, so you're getting two staff guys just visiting. But we could do something like, that says, if you get funded by December 31st or January 30th or something, so in the next 90 days, 100 days, about 100 days, if in the next 100 days you get funded, okay, we would not withdraw till like the end of the year, December 31st, 2011. We would take over January 1st, 2012. That would be 6 months longer than we thought. But that gives you 14 months to do this. If you're not funded by the end of January, then we stick with the July date. In other words, because that means you aren't funded, it isn't going to happen, and so therefore we might as well move forward and do it in July. But if you get funded, let's move it out another 6 months to where you can finish the project. Something along that line. And I think it might get you where you want to go. And we have to have a system that if you don't get... So there'd be a system that says if you get funded, we're willing to go out a few more months to let you build it. But if you're not funded, it has to end.
Mm-hmm.
Because for us, another 6 months like that that's fine. You're out building it and doing it. If it took into January, we could have an agreement that... You contract to us to manage it or something, you know, like that, to where you could finish out the project. So during the whole time, your relationship is with USDA. It's under your name. You close it out.
I believe it is exactly that simple, and that's what I was trying to say, that if the city says that to Pam Swires, yes, let them continue with their loan application, and that's it. Let them continue with their loan application, and if they get the project, you won't step in until it's over. So obviously, if we're not going to get the money, then you can step in any time. You know what I mean? I think that's exactly what I said.
Would you be willing to sign the pickup drive for Cates?
Yeah.
And that's the difference. So would you be willing, if we agreed, the city agreed to annex Cable, because you need that authority, because you passed it today, you need now us to agree. If we gave that agreement through an MOU, we would sign off on it. And we would then cooperate with you and facilitate your financing, engineering, construction, anything you need us to do, we're going to do. You, on the other hand, will agree to facilitate the transfer of the loans and all those things that we need to do with water rights. So while you're working on the engineering and doing all that, we're working on the transfers and all the other things that will happen. And then, but the date is effective July 1st, as planned. However, if you get funded in the next 100 days, and I mean that date can move around, but this is just broad thinking. If you get funded by January 31st, 2011, and he figures you could probably get it by December, but give you an extra month, then we would agree to move that July date to the end of the year. And so therefore, we have some dates involved that, is that something you would agree to?
Okay, then how about
the no, because...
Well, now, he just put his hand up and down.
If the project took till January, I wouldn't want to get bad vibes from Pam at USDA. We've dealt with them for many, many years, and if they see a project with a date on it, that they see this paper that says, okay, but you guys have to have your act together and really move on this thing here, which we've done every time we've got funding anyway, and if it's not done by this December 31st, they're going to start taking you over and stuff, then that doesn't really say that you will be your same...
What Brenda said, though, mm-hmm. is he's not working in exact dates, exact time.
But
if we get the funding and we know that it's, and we have it engineered and we know the approximate timeline that we've set on the people that's got the bid, then we can set that date. That's not a big deal, is it?
No, he's asking for the dates now, Dennis.
Well, I understand.
December 31st.
But he's also asking about he can set it back. I've heard him say it twice, three times.
I mean, I think it's the concept of being somehow date specific, and these things can go on forever if you don't. And that's, you know, and you'll know in 90 days whether or not you're going to have this money and be able to do this.
Okay, how about if you make it fund specific? I mean, this is one pot of money that they're applying for, right?
Well, we would not start another fund process for cable because of the... So it would be up to you guys.
Specific to this funding...
This project.
And this funding source, this funding opportunity.
Yeah, we'll work out the wording of how to do it, but it's this project with USDA for the cable subdivision.
Uh-huh.
That's,
but yeah, what I'm getting is we don't want to, you know, if they don't get this funding, then they go on for that. That's where your dates come in, and she doesn't like the dates.
No. I'm talking about the date of, I don't want to Pam to see a date that supposing a million things happen and we don't finish by December 31st, and her say, no, this is not okay with me. It has to be until the project is done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the project is done is a date.
Okay. And I heard the same thing that Dennis heard, that Rick said that date can move.
But I don't think Pam wants a date. I think she wants it stated.
Will be written that way.
When the project is done.
Flexibility will be written in.
I don't know that. First of all, I don't want to speak for Pam and what the things are there. I mean, I think the concept is if you get funded, would we, the council, be willing to move it out because of the good interest rate and the fact you could do it? But some nebulous, open-ended thing that could go on and on, I wouldn't recommend to the council that we get into. So, you know, we can work out, I think, between Donna and I, and your attorney and our attorney could do some sort of, like, say, it could be just an MOU with a couple whereases, or we could take that IGA and, you know, take out some paragraphs and do some things. But it's kind of, it's how we're going to get along. I mean, we could include, we talked about, because this has come up, where we would accept the district employees and follow all the rules under the RS 236 so that the employees understand that they're going to become city employees, because some people get nervous over that. And I mean, I think it's that kind of, we agree, the two districts in the city agree that we're going to make this happen and we're going to facilitate you and Cagle, you're going to facilitate the transfers of things we need and benefit the entire community, and not any of us kind of take side, take our, go back to our, you know, turf, and then the public's the only loser in that. So, you know, that's my thought. If we have to move it a month or two, isn't a big deal in the life of all of this. But I think having it pretty in there, you know, we can come up with some wording that has to go past December 31st. Mm-hmm. You know, that if the project is
I would just like so that we don't bounce this paper around a million friggin' times for months. I would just like to know what Pam wants on the paper, the USDA wants on the paper, more than what our lawyer wants on the paper or your lawyer wants on the paper. I think in this situation, the IGA is just fine. We leave it like it is, and we make a chunk of paper for Pam's wires to allow us to go on. And the dates on the IGA, of course, would change to meet. But I think it's really important that USDA tells us what they need so that we can get started and know how quickly we can be funded.
But the USDA is a piece of it. We need to make it work for us and the citizens of Lapine. And the USDA is one funder, and she's one employee at the USDA, and she's going to run it up the flagpole. They don't do a lot of these. And she admitted that, you know, where it's districts to districts like this, or a city from the districts. This is all new territory for her. I met with her and her boss. And so, you know, I mean, I think that she doesn't have all the answers to it, you know. And so we need to work on an agreement if that's where you, the council wants to go, and if you guys are willing to, you know. So, again, you understand where kind of the general thought of what I'm saying.
Pam?
I have no problem working. Obviously, we need to find something that's going to work. I think that they're going to have to look at whatever's written up. We're going to have to look at it and make, you know, they're going to make the best decision for them, and they're going to make the best decision for us. But obviously, it needs to be written up a way that's going to satisfy the loan person. So if it doesn't, then that money will be lost, and the people of Lapine won't get to see the benefit of that money.
I'm sorry, Brian, but you need to be excused.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much for being here.
Another meeting, go to.
Thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
James?
One thing that I think that we should all be thinking of is that not what's best for the city council, not what's best for your district, but what's best for the city of Lapine. Mm-hmm. And we should move in the direction that's best for our city, regardless of how we have to go.
Well, that would be the reason why we had the funds for cable, started on the funding, and did this quite a while back. It isn't that we jumped on this train a month and a half ago. We've been at it a couple of years, maybe three. So just to get it involved. And for one thing, I think it's going to be a little harder for the city council to oversee a project when this project obviously is going to be need to be done. It's in your city limits, you know, eventually. So that was part of the reason for us starting this thing, to get everybody served that is feasible of being served, to kind of take it off of you guys' back. All you'll do is run the place, you know, I mean, afterwards. And you won't have to do building and make substations unless you choose to go here or there, or, you know, anywhere. James?
Well, there's one thing for sure. If we don't get it started, it ain't ever going to get finished. So the sooner we can get the mess going, the sooner we'll get it finished.
Don't your staff have adequate knowledge to move forward with it? If you get the funding and everything, regardless of anything, they have the information and the ability to move forward. Isn't that correct?
And we are at a standstill because the city did not send them a letter, the USDA a letter, saying that they will let us be our own selves until the project is done. So they stopped us. So, yes. Dennis?
Well, I I'd like to see us start the project, get it done. But as far as the memorandum, the intergovernmental agreement with the city, any way we can write that, I don't have a problem with it. I just it's got to make our funding situation as simple as possible. Then if we get that, we go out to bids. Yes, we're staffed, we can take care of it. And we can take care of it after it's done. We've got all the equipment and the right people hired. Beth can do it. So.
Ashley?
I have no comments.
Donnie?
Nope. Councilor Hedges, we haven't heard from you.
No, you haven't. I'm listening, going along.
Do you have any comments?
No.
Questions? Okay. Councilor McAfee, anything else?
You know, I think that this is moving into a good direction, that we have a common goal, is, you know, the citizens and their service of water. And the MOU, I think, is a good idea. So, and not until we see it, are we going to really know what it says and how we can move that around.
Councilor Ward?
I think Mr. Allen has proposed a very workable compromise, if we want to call it that. I think what he's alluded to satisfies both sides. Mm-hmm. There just has to be one thing in there. There does have to be a completion date, a turnover date, or whatever you want to call it. But that date has to be specified that due to, you know, happenings that we have no control over, could be extended if necessary. But there needs to be a date somewhere to shoot for. And then if it's impossible due to all the equipment blew up or something, that could be changed. Other than that, I don't see any problem with everybody. We all have the same goal. Mm-hmm. You want to build it? We need it.
So you can all give me direction to all of you. that goals that I'm going to rehearse it one more time and then add something that helps you out to get you past December 31st or just is what.
I mean, heck, if we really thought we could do it in October 31st, I would be fine with that. That's why a completion date works better for me, because I'd like to just say, okay, done, here, have at it. But because of the funding and stuff, and you certainly have my direction, and I'll pull the board here in a moment, but I'd like to see us meet in 2 weeks rather than a month to see if we can't sign some MOUs and get something to Pam or have something that we meet in a week. I don't know, but we really, really, we're pressured here. So, Dennis, would you like, we haven't heard from Don yet, or Kitty.
I want to move ahead. However, I want to move ahead in the spirit of cooperation. I don't want it to be anything except cooperation with you as well as with us. That's my personal opinion.
Well, and same here, of course, and I agree with what Councilor Ward said. Rick, I think, has come up, you know, he's formulating a good proposal here that he can take to Pam's Wires and discuss it with her. Like he also said, this is kind of uncharted territory for her. I trust the ability of Pam and Rick to work together, and Donna, and then whatever needs to be our attorneys. They need to get involved to write up whatever it's going to be, an MOU, an IGA. I think we understand what your concerns are. I'm sure we do. And that Rick knows how to work with that, and we'll work with Pam on that.
If it's going to be an MOU, then I think that we need to simply change the date of the IGA, and the boards will sign that. It was June of this coming year.
Let me talk.
But we'll, you guys can work on all of that together. I think that the two chunks of paper, the MOU and the IGA, should probably be
just present it in 2 weeks if we can meet and get signatures on, make sure and have a float around, layer this, layer that, and that, you know.
We meet again in another 8 days, regular.
Your regular meeting?
Mm-hmm.
What I'll, what I'll do is find out, you know, what, I'll start working on this. We could do one of two things. You could take the IGA and the kind of one that you already approved. It's just, you guys approved that. Set that aside. You know, and that gets us through to meet the requirements that you're talking about. You know, and then we do a kind of a brief one or two page, just an MOU that isn't quite so legalistic. Or you take these issues and plug them into the IGA.
In any way you guys want to work this out and get it back to
us.
Between you and Donna and Pam, as far as I'm concerned, I would like to see it go forward that way. Dennis?
Yes, absolutely.
James?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Now that, but I want to make sure the council knows what we're saying is that instead of providing they get funding, and we all hope they do and it works, that we would, instead of July 1st, which is what, 8 months from now, we could be at 6 months to that. So it could be 14 months, 15 months, 16 months, something, you know. Yeah. I guess the worst case would be June 30th. So you're talking, you know, year and a half.
The other scenario is that we can't get funded. Maybe you guys have a better avenue. I don't know.
So I need
because
to
you can, I mean, if we don't get funded, you do the takeover and the withdrawal and the whole thing, and maybe you'll be able to apply for your own funding that works out in a hopefully as good manner. But we won't be asking for different funding. I mean, if this loan comes through, we're definitely going to ask for some other funding, some grants and stuff that are out there. So that it'll help with our loan, but if this loan doesn't come through, we're not going to go look for another loan.
Well,
as Dennis, we're not, correct?
No, not that I know.
James?
No.
Okay, so just so and this is, we still have a quorum for water. We're the quorum for water, and these two are the quorum for sewer. So you're speaking to both entities now.
Okay, so Rick, were you finished outlining, or did you?
Well, yeah, you know, I want it, basically it's kind of what's in the MOU, but we want to make sure that you're going to facilitate us. Yeah, one of the things USDA requires a letter from you saying that we're going to start the transfer of the loan. So if it takes her a year to work on it, she's working on it. You initiate that letter, you know, and it's the same with the water right transfers, and we would pick the date out there. And we would have that MOU, you know, so I think that needs to be part of it. We're gonna sign off where you need us to sign off to help you get the loans and the grants. You then, in reverse, are going to sign off whenever we need something signed off or sent. So it's a mutual cooperation, knowing that the goal is December 31st. However, if it takes another month or two because of construction delays, we can word that in there. And then upon, once that's done, then the withdrawal happens, or maybe you dissolve. I mean, how are we, that could be worked out down the road.
Well, next on the agenda is...
I'll play council
consensus then for Rick to move forward and work on this?
Yes, on my part.
Outlined?
Yes.
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 So can we have like a work session before we meet again so that we understand what are the...
If you can only schedule so many meetings we have and
well, just as long as we understand that everyone's comfortable with what is...
I mean, I think that what we need to leave here, there'll be a lot of sentences in there, but the issue is that it's going to be later than you, I mean, the legalese will be in there, but the bottom line is that it's going to be later, 6 months, 8 months.
But I think it's unreasonable so that we can have a chance to hash it over and to really understand it before we do make that decision.
Well, of course, you're going to get, you'll have to vote on it, but there's no point in, we've already spent a bunch of money on documents that have gone nowhere, so if you don't, I mean, in other words, if you're buying into the concept and you just want to kind of, and you're just, it's the legalese part, it should be easy for everyone to look at and review. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's possible to have this 2 hours, more than half an hour before your 8-day meeting?
I mean,
I don't know.
We can try. I mean, we just will not work on, you know, you just don't work on some other things. But I'm sitting here with all the meetings that we have. We meet next week, right? Tuesday night, we've got an ODOT hearing, open house thing. We've got a meeting with the county commission on Wednesday night. Planning commission has a whole bunch of meetings in there. And then we want to get it to you, and if before we get it, I don't want to send it to you to approve it. They need to look at it. So I'm just saying, is everyone's going to have to just, you know, we have to send it out. People are going to need to read it. And so
you don't think that we should schedule our next joint meeting for 2 weeks from now? That way we're not bouncing into your other meetings of this and that and the other thing.
We could do that as a goal. Now, I don't know about calendars on that. Yeah. We got the charter. They're on a Tuesday night. So Wednesday, the first Wednesday in November, whatever that is. The third. It's the third.
Well, we need to know if the room's occupied or we'd have to choose another room.
We can find a room.
Can't see the third. It's wide open. So we can shoot for that. Wednesday evenings are good for most people.
They're not good for you.
I can handle the first Wednesday. That is my AA meeting that I open. I'm an alcoholic. And that's on Wednesday nights at 7. So if we could start at 5:30 or something, that'd be okay. I go to AA every night of the week.
Okay, so I can
also pass on that one Wednesday night and hand the keys to somebody else.
Wednesday 3rd at 5:30 work for everyone?
Yes.
We can do it at 6 and I can leave early too.
Let's do it this way. Does Wednesday the 3rd at 5:30 not work for anyone?
You just check on our calendar, make sure that we don't have, who knows if we've already got one scheduled.
I don't think so.
Well, was it you, Don, that can't give me at 5:30?
Wednesday's free.
Oh, okay.
So now it's Adele, can you be here?
Wednesday at 5:30? And hopefully we'll have emailed or something to us so we'll all be able to have read a little bit of this whole horrible thing that we're going to read again and see that we want to scratch here and add a
The more of that you do, because then it's got to go to your train. It's a real... Hopefully we can get it worked out to where people are looking at the broad concept, and as long as the dates work and kind of how it's going to be, then... because we've already... The IGA... If we use that as a template, we're okay with it. So if we're just changing what we just talked about, 3/4 of those paragraphs stay the same.
And that would be nice to use the IGA. I believe, Donna, do you want to use the IGA and add into it, or do you think it ought to be separate?
No, I think it could be okay. It's the same. I mean, why not?
I'll ask Jeremy what he thinks is easiest.
And I'll ask Christy what she thinks.
No, third's open.
Okay. So, is everyone good with that? All right.
Okay, so before we get on 3. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was finished with that, dude.
Okay. Oh, before we get off Kegel, you made a statement last time that I just want to clarify. So, if I remember correctly, is that we were talking about the Kegel subdivision and about how people get hooked up onto it. Mm-hmm. And so did you say that that the water sewer district is going to run it to the right away?
Mm-hmm.
And then the homeowner would be only responsible for the from the home into the right away.
Into the meter, yeah.
Okay. And that was the only part that they would be responsible for?
Cost-wise, yeah.
Okay.
So and that's not no, that's all. No, that, no, there is a backflow.
Cost $90.
A backflow device that has to be put in. It has to be inspected. And that is a cost to them. When the last time we've done this and every time we've done it, the inspector has made a special rate for all of this to go in to make sure that the backflows were proper and that they are put in right and that type of thing. Also, has to visually see that the water is not where all these wells have got to be cut off. Now, they can take that water and go irrigate with it anywhere they want to. But we have to see that the well has
to be cut.
No cross connections.
Has to be cut off and shut off or headed off to a different direction, and we see that it goes into the home before they put that connection in. Now that doesn't cost anything. It's all part of leave the ditch open, make sure that when the inspector comes by he takes a look. It's normally let me guess $75. They do it for $20 because they're doing the whole thing there, and that's what they've always done. Maybe it's $40. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
That's the deliberations of the county. You
but
don't
that,
know.
But that is the county doing it, and they've always done it. So that is a cost to the homeowner. The pipe that goes to their home is a cost to the homeowner. If you own your home and are living in it, you must be living in it. You can't have it as a rental. You can dig your own ditch. You can put your own pipes in. You can do all of that. You don't have to hire anybody. If you are renting the place, it has to be hired out to a plumber.
That's a good question from Adele, and it came up from another councilman tonight. So what I would suggest, I mean, since if you're going to be doing this, obviously, maybe you need to go over to that new school that's right at the edge of the subdivision and have a little town hall to invite people in, because it's a big subdivision with a lot of houses, and they all want to know all of this stuff, how it really works.
Well, so we send letters out to each one of the people that and explain the whole process, and we tell them exactly where to go, what phone numbers to call when they're ready to dig.
But Bob, what I'm talking about is this is an area that currently doesn't have any of these services, and normally you would have a public meeting so people could come in and ask questions ahead of time about this kind of a size of an expansion.
Okay.
Maybe
you need to put your foot in the door.
When we surveyed the area, we sent a survey out to everybody in Cagle and let them know what our game plan was and stuff. And I don't care if we have a town hall meeting. I don't care about any of that kind of stuff. It really doesn't have anything to do with right here. Now.
Right.
So I want to move on.
One thing that I've seen is that the letters themselves do raise more questions, so I think the town hall meeting down the line is a good idea. We really do need to move on, because we do have other items on our agenda, and we're over time already. So, we'll move on to item number 5, withdrawal of districts into city.
Well, we've kind of done that.
Does anyone
have
anything?
Well, I'd like to talk about that for about 20 minutes. Okay, I'll move to 6. I'm okay with no 5.
Okay.
James. Okay, we're good.
Okay, does anyone have any comment at all on that? Rick?
Okay. I have one more question about the Cagle. So is this like a normal thing that is like customary, or is it just specific to Cagle that, or did we get some sort of like break or something so that the cost would only be from the house to the right away? Or does when you put stuff in, that's usually how it goes?
That's how it goes. We're not allowed to get on your property.
Oh, okay.
And so that's why we don't go for anybody to their home, whether they're seniors or whatever. And we also, when we started the system, that's how we chose to do it, because to say, okay, we're going to make these people go in this way, and you can't do it yourself, would cost them a whole lot more. No, we had to make it as cost easier for these people as possible. So that's been our policy of doing it. and it's worked out.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to item number six, Utilities Committee members.
We have one opening on the Utilities Committee, and so we were wanting to offer, which you heard this before, but we did amend it and change it to regular voting member. We passed that resolution, so we have a spot open, and we'd like to get one of you to that would be willing to serve on a Utility Committee for the next few months as we kind of work through things. RCAC is going to come help us out every couple months, and you know we'll do some education. You can help educate us, and so I know Dennis, if you'd be willing to serve.
Yeah, I'm.
And we meet on the same day as your meeting, so it just means it's your meeting day. You're already committed to town. Yeah. We're doing that just for
you. I'll call you.
I know.
But if you'd like to, I think that Dennis would make a good member mm-hmm. on that.
So then Brian was interested in that position. Mm-hmm. So.
But he was having trouble with his football practice and times and...
Track, actually.
Whatever it was.
So
football right now.
But we need an application submitted anyway for mm-hmm. anyone who's interested.
Yeah, I mean the council can you're sitting here board to board, and if this council wants to appoint a board member from the districts we're merging with, you have that authority, and I wouldn't.
Well, we've heard from you that you would like to do that, so at our regular meeting, I guess we could go ahead and make the appointment. We don't.
Do that here.
We don't make formal decisions in our work sessions.
But what is it that you're voting on? We get out to our agenda right after this and just
talk to Ryan. I'm sure won't pick that.
We could say
well, Dennis, yeah. They're going to appoint you here in a little bit. So go ahead and fill out your application and submit it like anybody else would have to, and then it'll all be in the good paperwork area.
If he's already an elected officer, why does he need to fill out an application?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is for paperwork.
Well, but if it's an appointment, it's legal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We can. So we'll add that to our agenda just right after when we the appointment of a. Because I'd like to get that filled so we have our next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you need a regular?
Yeah, on our meeting after this.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that. All right. Do we have a public comment? Excellent.
Yeah, they're for my degree.
That makes me feel so much better. Yeah. I didn't see anyone. Sometimes I miss them, so if I did, just yell out. Good. Okay. No public comment. We will adjourn the joint meeting at 7:10 p.m.
Mayor, I'd recommend maybe a 5-minute break to get a construction, move around the cat.
Move back here at the Thursday, October 19th, 2010, is called to order at 7:22 p.m. We start with roll call and establishing the quorum.
Rick Allen.
Bob Garner.
Mayor Shields.
Councilor Hedges.
Councilor McAfee.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
City Recorder Luana Danabeth.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. We have all staff and council present. We do have a quorum. We have one added agenda item, and that is the appointment of Dennis Carter to the Utilities Committee, which was discussed in the joint meeting just prior to this. Don't think any further discussion is necessary. I'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion. I move to appoint Dennis Carter to the Utilities Committee and dispense with the usual application process.
I will second that.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brandon, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Now we have a full committee, right?
I have full, then.
Yeah.
Good.
Excellent. All right. Next item, the only item on our agenda tonight, is the decision by Deschutes County on Biogreen. This is a call-up. And Rick, would you like to introduce that for us?
You all have this document, I think, the call-up actual order. for just a couple minutes of background on it. You also, we emailed it, and some of you might have got it a day or two ago too, because, you know, the emails move around, so it's hard to know where, when and how they all go, but for sure you got it again and you have it in print form. This is the finding, the decision from the Chiefs County folks, staff. We have the right to call it up if we'd like to hear it. And that happens quite often. You'll find as we get more into stuff, not a lot, but occasionally. The Planning Commission, can say the Planning Commission went and approved some subdivision that you guys were having a problem with, and it was something that wasn't coming to you, you can call up that decision. And so once in a while, that's a prerogative of the City Council. And so in this case, Deschutes County is handling our planning. They made this decision. And one of the desires of you folks was to have a hearing here. Remember, the county couldn't do it because they were doing other things, and you wanted to have a hearing here. It lets you put your local stamp, kind of your local things that are important to you. You get to hear from the local people, and you can take his recommendations and change them and do things. And our planner, which would be Deborah McMahon, she will work with us, work with the folks at BioGreen, and of course, sometimes work with folks on all sides. So there's a whole set of laws and things, the dates are set and everything, and we'll have a calendar as that plays out. If you call it up, we would hold a hearing, probably in a bigger building than this. Mm-hmm. And it would be a quasi-judicial type hearing where you declare conflicts, ex parte contact, all kinds of little things that you'll start getting used to as we mature as a city. And that's when you'll hear the testimony, and our staff will have some findings and things and give you some recommendations, and at some point you'll vote and the public can ask to hold the record open. It's a whole normal thing. That would probably be mid-November, 12, 14, 16, because this is date-specific by laws, so we'll have to do it by about the middle of November. That's the time you will hear from the public on everything from roads to you name it. Not tonight. You are simply voting to call it up so that you can hold the hearing to discuss it. Just so that you know, it's already been appealed. It was appealed today about 2:30 by Mr. White, the attorney representing a gentleman in Portland. So there could be other appeals that come along. This could be a crowded company. But none of that negates our ability to call it up, is the advice we're getting, and now of course that will be played out also, but this all happened this afternoon, so it's been a tight window. If you want to, I think you guys need to have just a little debate amongst yourselves. Do you want to call it up so that you can hold a hearing and review it in the community? You don't have to. You could let the decision stand and let it play out that way.
All right, we'll just start with Councilor Warren.
Yes, we need to call it up. We need to have a public hearing.
Call it up.
Councilor Hedges?
I agree, call it up.
I agree.
Mayor Shields agrees. So,
well,
that means...
Then I think what you're doing is someone needs to make a motion to approve Order 2010-01. In order to initiate and review the administrative decision on file, you can read it, so whoever wants to make that motion.
I'll make the motion, well, just what you said.
Okay. Do you have any public comment, actually, before voting on the motion? I'm sorry, did I give you a chance to make your full motion?
Well, I made it.
Yeah.
Just what you said.
You should probably move, because it's a land use decision. You should go ahead and move that we approve order number. You need to say those words.
Okay. I move that we proceed with an order initiating a review of administrative decision on BioGreen order number 2010-01.
I would second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Huh? Councilor McPhee, yes.
And Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Weiner, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone. Okay, that was the easy part of the evening. So, we're done, unless there is anyone who has any public comment.
I wanted to ask a couple questions about the project.
Okay, can you state your name?
Jeff Nelson.
And your address?
My address, I wrote it down when I came in.
Oh, okay. That's good then.
I was just curious as to who is overseeing the BioGreen project? Is it like the city, the county, is somebody overseeing it, or?
I don't know what you mean by overseeing it. You know, they have to go through all of the processes.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar.
Okay, the county does all of our planning
for
us, if that's what you mean, yeah. Because we don't have a planning department yet.
Okay.
So we've contracted with the county.
Okay.
Anything else?
Do you know anything about, like, permits? You know, who will issue permits once the project gets going?
That's the county.
The county. Okay, that's kind of what I was wondering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know. Okay. That's about it.
I have a question. Since the county owns the property within the industrial park, and there's going to be future development there, and they're getting all the money from the sale of the property, but there is going to be traffic impact.
Okay.
Does the county have any financial responsibility?
I think these are the kind of questions that are going to be coming up at the hearing.
But this might be something that you want to think about in the future. They're going to increase traffic on city roads with the sale of that property. So the county at one time sold property to the city of Bend at an extremely low rate. Perhaps you should ask for taking over the property in that industrial park, and that way you would be getting the money, and you could address mm-hmm. the traffic impacts yourself rather than having the county right over you.
Good comment. Any other comments?
Robert Gray.
Actually, we talked about that. Doug was there. We talked about that at Liggy today. You know, just on the at some point that could happen where the city could take on maybe an industrial park, but we have quite a few things we're taking on right now.
Thanks for that. Anything else? If nothing else, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Actually, no, I stopped doing that. I changed my form. We have no more comments. I will therefore adjourn the meeting at 7:31 p.m.
We need a Tuesday reminder, Tuesday night.